Are you tired of setting new goals only to find yourself in the same place year after year? What if I told you that the secret to an amazing new year isn't about January 1st, but about how you finish this year? Stay tuned as we dive into the 3 steps you need to take right now to finish the year strong and set yourself up for an amazing 2025. As an engineering leader, you know firsthand that achieving work-life balance can be hard. Many business owners struggle with the balance between their personal lives and their work. This leads to stress and a feeling of regret. But that's not the case for the listeners of the Engineer Your Success podcast with Dr. James Bryant. This podcast provides tools, tips, and techniques to help you achieve success both in business and in life. Tune in. Let's engineer your success today. I want to welcome you to the Engineer Your Success podcast. I am your host, Dr. James Bryant, and I'm really excited to have you join me here today. Listen, as we approach the end of another year, I wanted to take some time to talk about how to finish the year strong. So this isn't just about crossing the finish line or about sprinting through it, but it's about setting yourself up for an incredible start to the new year. So whether you're an engineering executive, a business owner, or someone striving for personal and professional growth, these next few episodes that we're going to cover, they're designed to equip you with tools and strategies that you need to end the year strong, really on high note, so that you can pave your way to a better year ahead. Before we dive into this topic, I do have a few announcements. Announcement number one, we are looking for podcast guests. So my team is actively seeking great guests for me to interview on the podcast. We're planning more interview-based episodes for later this year and in 2025. We're particularly interested in individuals with an engineering or technical background who are making a significant impact in their fields or those that are working through interesting challenges. So this can include innovators, problem solvers, or leaders that are tackling complex issues. In short, we want people with unique stories to tell and perspectives that can inspire and educate our audience. So if you know someone that fits this description, and that may be you, please submit your recommendation through the link in the show notes, or you can email me at james@engineeryoursuccessnow.com. Another announcement I have is the upcoming special episode. So we typically do some listener-driven episodes for Thanksgiving and Christmas. So be on the lookout for more information about how you can contribute to these episodes. We're still working out all of the details, but you'll get a link. You'll be able to record what you're grateful for or different things that bring back holiday memories to you. But I'll talk more about that in the coming weeks. But we're also planning a workshop for late November or early December. So there are a few topics that we're considering. No decision has been made yet. But whatever the topic is, you can rest assured that it's going to help you close out 2024 strong and hit the ground running for 2025. So why are we talking about finishing 2024 strong? A few years ago, I found myself in a position that you might find yourself in now. It was November. I realized that many of my goals that I had set in the beginning of the year were far from being achieved. And so the temptation there is to simply write off those goals, you know, go for a fresh start. But instead, I decided to buckle down and finish strong. So I implemented the very steps that I'm going to share with you today. So not only did it make significant progress on my goals for that year, but it also helped move me into greater growth in the years to come. So today I'm going to introduce what I call 3 critical steps that you must take to finish the year strong. So this is going to be part of a series of episodes where we'll dive deep into each one of these steps that I'm going to be talking about today. But the 3 steps are review, prioritize, and systematize. So these all work together to create a powerful year-end strategy. They allow you to learn from the past, make the most of the present, and systematically prepare for the future. So let's talk about this first step, review. So this just isn't a cursory glance at your to-do list. It's a deep dive into your year. So what were your goals? Which ones did you achieve? Which ones fell by the wayside? What unexpected victories did you have? What setbacks did you face? So this step is really about honest reflection and assessment. It's about celebrating your wins, no matter how small, and extracting valuable lessons from your challenges. In our next episode, we're going to explore some techniques for conducting an effective year in review, including how to objectively assess your performance and how you can use this information to fuel your future success. We've talked about a mid-year review and year in reviews in past episodes on this podcast as well. So it's a topic that we cover annually just because of the importance of the review process. And so the second step is to prioritize. And really here you're focusing. Once you've completed your review, you'll likely find yourself with a mix of accomplished goals, works in progress, and goals that haven't been touched. This is where prioritization becomes crucial. You need to identify which remaining goals will have the most significant impact on your overall success. What can you realistically accomplish in the time left? What needs to be postponed or even eliminated? So this step is about making tough decisions and creating a focused action plan for the remaining weeks of the year. In the episode, when we talk about prioritization, we're going to dive into a few effective techniques to help you make these decisions. One that I've been using often with my current clients is the impact versus effort activity matrix. And so the third and final step is to build systems or systematize. So this step is about creating structures and processes that, when consistently applied, will generate and sustain momentum. It's not just about setting goals for the next year. We're going to do that, but it's not about that. This is about establishing routines, habits, and frameworks that will make achieving those goals almost inevitable. These systems might include daily routines, weekly review processes, or productivity techniques tailored specifically for your working style. But by focusing on systems rather than the outcomes, you're setting yourself up for long-term and sustainable success. In that episode, when we do that deep dive, we're going to explore, how do you design effective systems? How do you integrate them into your daily life? And how these systems naturally build and maintain momentum over time. Now, I know that you may be thinking, James, this sounds great, but I'm already swamped. How am I supposed to find time for all of this? Listen, I hear you. That's why in each of our upcoming episodes, we're not only going to dive deeper into each step, but we're also going to provide you with practical, time-efficient strategies to implement them. Remember, the time that you invest in these steps now will pay dividends in your productivity and success in the weeks and the months. Before we close, I have a challenge for you. I want you to reflect on these three areas: review, prioritize, or systematize, and think through which one of those that you need to focus on most. Which one resonates with you? Which one makes you a little bit uncomfortable? That discomfort often signals an area of potential growth. So share your thoughts with me on social media or via email. I'd love to hear from you and potentially address your specific situations in our upcoming episodes. To help you get started and to prepare for this mini series, here are five practical steps that you can start taking today to prepare. Step number one, schedule dedicated time. So block out at least 30 minutes in your calendar each week for the next month. Listen, this could be your finish strong time, where you'll work on implementing the strategies that we discuss. Step number two will be gather your materials. I want you to collect all of your goal setting documents, your planners, or your digital tools that you use from the beginning of the year to now, because we're going to be referring to those in our review phase. So having them ready will save you time. Number three, start a finish strong journal. This can be a simple notebook or a digital document, but I want you to use it to jot down your thoughts, ideals, and progress. As we go through the series, it'll be a valuable tool for reflection and for planning. I also want you to identify accountability partners. Think of someone who can support you in this process, a colleague, a friend, a family member. Let them know about your commitment to finish the year strong and ask them if they would be willing to check in with you regularly. And number five, this is really important. I want you to reflect on your definition of success. Take a few moments, write down what a strong finish to the year looks like for you. This personal definition will guide your efforts in the coming weeks. By taking these steps now, you'll be well prepared to dive into the review, prioritize, and systematize framework in the upcoming episodes. Remember, the key to success is not just knowing what to do, but in taking action. As always, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Engineer Your Success podcast. Listen, our mission here is to help you win at work and at home. And I'm going to end this podcast like I end every podcast episode. And that's this: many people know what to do, fewer people know how to do it. And there's a select group of people that follow through, do it, and are living the life of their dreams. It is my desire for you to be part of that select few. This is Dr. James Bryant, your guide to winning at work and at home. And I want you to be great this week. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Engineer Your Success with Dr. James Bryant. Do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player. Many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it, and a small fraction of people actually do it. I believe that you can have success both in business and in life, and it's my passion to guide you on your path to engineering your success. Thanks.